Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, businesses to potentially launch in 2017, and how small rural colleges are trying to save themselves by pumping investments into their small towns. Those stories after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. If you'll be looking for a career path or perhaps a business to launch in 2017, here's some food for thought from the folks at careercast.com, which have put together a list of America's most endangered jobs. Here's online content editor Kyle Kensing at CareerCast. Kyle, tell us about the research.
There's two main themes here. One of them is automation, and the other one is just consumer habits. So with something like postal worker service right now, that's an interesting one because it was impacted heavily at the turn of the millennium by more and more people going towards instant messaging and email and that sort of thing when they would have written a letter or a postcard in the past. Well, now as more and more consumers have moved to an online shopping model, that's kind of picked up the need for actual delivery and also kind of speaks to the fact that mail carriers and postal workers are always going to be an integral part of the American, cultural landscape. But at the same time, automation has impacted the sorting and processing jobs. So that's kind of contributing to that heavy decline there in postal service jobs.
Boy, that growth outlook, -28% for the mail carrier. These folks are going to be like seasonal workers pretty soon, where they're just delivering Christmas cards and packages.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy, steep decline there. But, it's something like Amazon continues to gain popularity year-round where people are, I think of my wife, for example, she orders our son's diapers through Amazon, yep. So those are being delivered through the mail service. And we will see more of that, but that sorting and processing is going to continue to contribute to that decline, which right now you're looking at a field of close to 500,000 employees, and the projection within the next 8 years is somewhere down closer to about 320,000.
Wow. So why is a computer programmer on there as being an endangered job?
Yeah, computer programmer is interesting, and to me the most surprising, because you think of IT technology as being really sort of the safe haven, as it were, of the economy. Even during the Great Recession, IT jobs still increased, and that will continue to be the case, even more and more as we go into the future of technology. But with computer programming specifically, that's a job where some of the skill set is integrated into other positions a little bit more as coding languages become a little bit more precise, a little bit more streamlined. And in terms of some of the more cumbersome projects, getting code up to date from, the early 2000s, that's the kind of thing that companies more and more would either hire contract workers on a part-time basis or outsource beyond the country.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Kensing, online content editor at careercast.com. Coming up next, small businesses watching and waiting for small colleges to make a move. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. America's rural colleges were once the backbone of the country's higher education system, but loss of manufacturing jobs, construction work, and less spending activity for new businesses have combined to shrink the populations around campus. Now some of these schools are looking to invest more in their communities in order to save themselves. It's a story from Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Doug Belkin. Doug set this up.
One of the problems that they're facing is that prospective students don't necessarily want to go to school if the town where these little schools are is falling apart. And this is undermining their enrollment further. So the schools have begun to try to stand up some of these communities, investing in them. And this comes after really decades of ignoring these towns. There's been town gown divides all over the country because schools, which were put in these places essentially to help the communities, initially began to overlook them as they look sort of broadly to enroll kids from around the country.
All right, so back up one second. How did these communities come to be crumbling, as you said?
A lot of these schools are in the Midwest or in the Appalachian area, and these are places where there's, you know, some industrial footprint. A lot of those jobs were shipped off through NAFTA or sucked out when the jobs moved to China, and they just haven't recovered. So what was left usually was a hospital, sometimes a jail, and often a college, but not much else.
Wow. All right. So, for example, a school like Albion College that you've featured in Michigan is doing what?
So what they've tried to do is sort of twofold. They're trying to get the students involved in the community, which is a real shift for them. For a long time, they told kids to essentially ignore where they were, to not go downtown.
Oh, wow.
It was poor. They didn't want them to get in trouble. They didn't want to get hurt. And they really removed themselves from the community. And they've realized that this strategy is not working in their favor. So they've begun to set up internships at City Hall to try to seed businesses. The alumni network is significant there, and they've invested a lot of money in things like a hotel. They have an equestrian center at Albion, which they've tried to build out to draw people from around the region to help the tourism. So they're really investing in the community to try to get people there to help the businesses.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Doug Belkin. His piece is called "To Save Themselves, Small Colleges Offer Lifeline to Their Hometowns." Where else did you look?
We looked at schools at Emory and Henry in the Appalachians, Ripon College in Wisconsin. These schools are mostly, like I said, in the Midwest and the Northeast, upstate New York, Niagara Falls has this issue. So essentially wherever there are cities where there's been significant depopulation, you know, number of these schools, Illinois, where I'm sitting right now, is losing population at a pretty significant clip right now. Michigan has had tremendous population loss. So these are some of the centers where this is most significant.
Geez. So is there any evidence that it's starting to pay dividends?
Yes and no. It's really hard to turn around a town that's on the skids. There's been efforts to do this in the Midwest for generations, and they really rarely work. These schools do have a lot of leverage. They, you know, an endowment of $100 million is not nothing, which is around where Albion is, and these schools generally have some money, and they can invest in. They also have alumni networks, but it's a real brick-by-brick kind of effort, and in Albion's case, they've been able to increase their own enrollment from around a low point of around 1,250 to 1,400 over the past 2 years. So they're moving in the right direction, but they were at a high of almost 2,000.
Wow.
Before the recession. And, you know, part of this is just that private schools are struggling. The amount of money that people can afford to pay for schools is declining. So what schools are doing is they're essentially saying, well, our sticker price may be $50,000, but we'll let you in $15,000, and they just don't make as much money to run the school when they drop the net tuition, and that's been happening. So that they're taking less and less money in as students don't have it to spend, or they don't have the demand.
Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Doug Belkin. It's worth paying attention, small businesses, as to what's happening with your local colleges. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others, right? It's like a community here. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.